Over a scratchy phone line today, some big news for prospective college students and their parents.
Today we're lending a hand to millions of high school students who want to go to college and who have worked hard. We're announcing an easier, earlier FAFSA.
That stands for Free Application for Federal Student Aid. The announcement of an easier form came in a conference call with Education Secretary Arne Duncan. Filling out the FAFSA is key for students who need help paying for college, and this comes just a couple of days after the White House rolled out its long-awaited college scorecard. Here's Corey Turner from the NPR Ed team.
First, the easier, earlier FAFSA.
It's really a win-win for everybody.
Justin Drager is president of the National Association of Student Financial Aid Administrators, and he says students should be excited.
Ultimately, this is going to mean less work for them and less work for schools.
Usually, students start applying to colleges in the fall, then apply for financial aid in January when the FAFSA comes out. But that means many find themselves accepted by a college before they know what help they're getting. The new plan would release the FAFSA in October instead of January.
Very excited.
Margaret Feldman is a college advisor for the Scholarship Fund of Alexandria, Virginia. And she says often under the old system, even in summer,
students were still coming in, seniors who had just graduated who still did not have a financial aid award letter. And so they'd committed to a school. And in August, they still didn't know how much they were going to have to pay.
So that's earlier, now easier. 6 months ago, I reported on one thing the government could do to fix the FAFSA. Here's a clip I used of Rachel Fishman, who studies education policy at New America.
There's a new IRS data retrieval tool where parents and students can log on to the IRS through FAFSA, and it will pre-populate much of the form.
The problem is the FAFSA requires parents' prior year tax information, and some 4 million students apply for aid each year before their family's taxes have been filed. So this great IRS tool can't help them. Well, starting in October of 2016, the FAFSA will require parents' prior year tax info instead, which then opens the door for the IRS to automatically fill out a big chunk of just about everyone's FAFSA. Education Secretary Duncan says the changes will likely lead to hundreds of thousands of additional students applying for federal Pell Grants, though he said this about the price tag.
We think the cost will be very, very minor.
And by minor, he means roughly a 1% increase in federal Pell Grant spending, about $400 million. These FAFSA changes come on the heels of another big push from the White House, the Saturday release of its college scorecard. It isn't a rating or ranking system, but a massive collection of data, much of it available for the first time, that students and parents can use to judge colleges for themselves. Among the more than 1,700 variables are the percentage of recent students paying down principal on their loans and the average earnings of a school's recent graduates. Anyone looking at colleges should consider rummaging through the data. Call it a useful homework assignment from the White House. Corey Turner, NPR News, Washington.